This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Tighten up the lug nuts. There we go. Now we're tight. We can get going down the road here. Hey, let's pull this bad boy away from the curb and get going. Welcome to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Driving away. Thanks for riding the shotgun with me. Make sure your door's locked. Put the tray table up. Prepare for takeoff. Seatbelt on. Thank you. Appreciate that. Good to have you along. This is the hour that we're going to help you winterize the pusher. That's right. You're going to find out what that means. Also, price. The cost of the price that's going to cost you to buy parts for your automobile. Are you fed up yet? Whew, I am. We're going to get to that. Sony, no baloney? Yeah, remember that little company, Sony, that used to have the Sony Walkman? You probably still have one. I do. The Sony Walkman, boy, it hit a home run, didn't it? Of course, the cassette tapes are long, long gone. Sony's going a different way. We're going to find out what this is all about. It's about a 7-seat Ute. So stay tuned for that right here on Auto World. And again, as I kind of teased you a little bit before last hour, we have a Kia recall. So you Kia owners, listen up. Please, just this week we need a pen and paper and pencil in front of you and get ready for a recall, something about oil pressure problem that's not really good for transmissions. Absolutely. And what happened on this day in automotive history? We're going to get right down and find out what happened. Right there. But most of all, folks, you're tuning in to Auto World every week, and I do appreciate that. I'm Mark Evans, sitting behind the silver microphone for many, many years. Auto World's been around since 1992. I've been with Auto World since 1994. Yeah. So I've been helping you behind the microphone. That's a lot of shows. Absolutely. And I do want to salute all of our Auto World affiliates, the radio stations that take Auto World. We're growing. More of our radio stations are taking not just 1 hour, but you know, they're grabbing another hour, and they're grabbing another hour. And that, thank you. Appreciate it. There's a lot of you that I'm out to help. And have fun with, of course, when it comes to automotive. We make sure that every hour is different. That way, again, if you do not get one of the hours, you only get 1 hour, 2 hours, and you want to hear the third hour, you can go to GCN Live, GCNLive.com, and just look for Auto World. You'll see me, and you'll see what I look like. I'm sitting behind the silver microphone, et cetera, et cetera. And there's, of course, oh, yeah, car stuff in the background. And, again, if you miss a weekend, I know all of us cannot be here every weekend. How about a podcast? It's here for you. Podcast. Best way to find the podcast is just Google Auto World Mark Evans, and that'll actually take you down the road to find out a little bit more about me. And it's not about me. It's about you. I want to help you. I want you to tell me your Auto World. Your Auto World of, I'm buying a new car. I'm buying a new used car. I'm trying to sell my lemon that I have. I hate this car. What do I do with it? Where do I drive it? Which cliff do I drive it off of? Do you guys have a good cliff out there in Boise, Idaho? Well, that's where I'm broadcasting from. Yes, we do. In fact, hate to tell you, but there is a cliff that a lot of the people here that, and I'm sure you've got an area, that they can't keep up on their payments, and they drive it off the cliff. Whew. Man, when I was adjusting cars, yes, an insurance adjuster I am, I was going up, and the insurance companies, State Farm and Dairyland and Prudential, just a few of the clients I have, they asked me, can you go take a look at that car that's over the cliff and write up a repair sheet, an appraisal sheet, and a total loss sheet. So I live it. I've been doing it for 45 years, all kinds of walks of life in your automobile, your auto world. I mean, from trying to get a driver's door open on a Ford Focus. I believe it was a 2000. Yes, it was a 2007 Ford Focus. The outside door plastic handle. Don't you just love plastic? not. No. Yeah, try to open the door on a car that's locked up. You can't get into it for some reason. It's no electric locks. You can't open it from the outside, and you go around the other side, unlock it with a manual key. You come in over the driver's side, and you grab the inside door handle, open the door, and you can't even get it open from the inside and or the outside. So can you imagine trying to take a door panel off when you can't get to the screws? See, that's what I'm talking about. This is the life of a mechanic, a technician. And you have to give us a hug every so often with words, if you would, because there's a lot of stress involved when you're trying to get a door panel off to get the door open just to replace a plastic door latch. That's only $12. And, of course, we have to wait for it for about a month anymore, it seems like. But anyway, so if you have if you have plastic, let's don't salute it. In fact, don't even talk about it. Okay, let's get going here. All right, it is that time of year that it's time to winterize the pusher. I'm talking about, you said it, the lawnmower. The lawnmower. Are you pushing your lawnmower to mow the weeds? I am. Yeah, there's hardly any grass left anymore. But anyway, hey, if you're mowing grass, that's great too. But I'm talking about the pusher. A self-propelled lawnmower, the front tires are spinning on you and they're bald because you need new tires. But, or you have a lawnmower that you're just pushing, and or you're sitting back and relaxing on that John Deere. Oh, yeah. You might have a big stogie in your mouth and you're smoking a cigar while you're trying to mow your lawn. It's the season to winterize it. So, with that, I always like to winterize, because we're in that season, winterize the lawn mowers of all sorts. Oh, you say you have an electric lawnmower that you just plug it in? Okay, no winterization needed. Except I'm going to give you a little tip. Batteries do go down in cold weather. So, I want you to take that push lawnmower that's electric that you bought from the big box store, because it has a battery in it, pull the battery out, bring the battery in, and, well, snuggle up with it at night in your bed because it likes a lot of warmth. Okay, not in your bed. Put it somewhere in your house where it's warm, because that battery will last longer for you. So that's winterization of an electric lawnmower. But now, let's go to the ICE lawnmowers, internal combustion engines. You have gasoline, as you know. I want you to buy some stabilizer. I do not, some of you might just drain all the gas out of it. You might tip the stupid pusher lawnmower upside down or whatever and trying to drain the gas out of it. No. You need, gasoline is a lubricant. It has an MTB chemical in it. It's a lubricant. Yes, and it does go south after 30 days. And that includes the gas you're buying at the gas station. My point is that you need to put stabilizer in the fuel. It only takes about 3 ounces, I believe, for just a little bit of gas. And then I want you to run that lawnmower long enough to get the stabilizer mixed up and get it through the carburetor. Now you're set. The float bowl on the carburetor will have stabilizer in the gas. It will not goo, gum up, and sewage up on you by any means. You're set on the gas. Now, air filter. Throw the air filter away and get a new air filter. These things have a piece of foam on the outside of them. Pull the foam out. You can clean the foam, yes. Clean the foam with just regular gasoline. Make sure you put the rubber gloves on. Rinse it out. Gasoline, literally, the foam. But throw the air filter away. Don't blow it out with an air compressor. No. What you're doing is you're shredding with high-pressure air. You're shredding, literally, the fibers of the paper that Fram or whatever brand it is, Wix, W-I-X, whatever brand, it's shredding the living daylights out with compressed air. Oh, yeah, look at all the dirt I'm blowing out, Mark. You're also destroying the paper product. And when you start it up, you're going to be sucking in. That engine will be sucking in. You won't be. You'll be sucking in probably a cold water or a Pepsi. Anyway, when you get done mowing. Anyway, you're sucking in all the paper fibers. Not good. Throw the thing away, clean the foam, put the foam back on the new air filter, and you're done there. Now, spark plug. Pull the spark plug out. If the spark plug, yeah, when's the last time you put a spark plug in it? Yeah. They're cheap. $3, maybe $5 at the most. Put a new spark plug in it. And by the way, if you look at the old one, if it's white, it's running lean. If it's black, it's running rich. Lube all the cables, please. Thank you. And then sharpen the blade. And don't go razor sharp, by the way, because it'll dull quicker. Winter as in the pusher. Oh, yeah. We're going to take our first break of Auto World right now, and when we come back, Sony, no baloney.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking. Where are you going? All you do is a yakety yak and you ain't looking where you're at.
Go on and hang up and drive.
Get off of that telephone.
It's happening.
It's going to happen, and it is happening. Right here on Auto World, we're talking about, oh, Sony, no baloney. Well, that's the old slogan that they had back in the day, Sony, of course. You know, the baloney, oh, boy, I grew up having those baloney sandwiches. How about you? Back east from Peoria, Illinois, Mom, Dad had the bologna sandwiches, put some butter on there and have a good old Wonder Bread sandwich, huh? Out west, we don't do that anymore, of course, but Sony No Bologna is actually teamed up with Honda. I've talked a little bit about this, a little bit of a marriage that they've done back in the past. It is actually happening, and what I'm saying is that they are actually, pre-orders are going in. You can pre-order now, and they're going to go ahead. Sony and Honda are teaming up to give all of us an EV. Yeah, they revealed actually plans to take first pre-orders for its yet to be seen vehicle by early 2025. Oh yeah, on the internet there is some pictures, of course, but that's not the real enchilada with sauce on it, I guess I could say. But yeah, the vehicles will be produced in early 2026, and it's a newly formed company. Sony and Honda is coming together to offer you the Vision S Concept EV. Yep. A Sony Honda car. Electric. Cutting edge electric, in fact. Officials at American Honda Company, of course, they stated that the company is spending $700 million to upgrade 3 plants. As I talked about in the first hour, if you missed it, you're going to have to probably go back, podcast it. Just Google, Auto World, Mark Evans. But, Sony and Honda are coming together to give you pre-orders, and it's going to be the new one that's going to be where you can order it. It kind of looks like the Tesla Model Y. It's called the Vision /S01 sedan. Countryside, they're tearing up over the countryside in Europe over this car. And it's going to be an all-wheel drive. Yep. All-wheel drive Ute. It's powered by two 200 kilowatt hour motors. Top speed of 112 miles an hour. Now, you think about that. I mean, a lot of you are doing 100 mile an hour just coasting with your new cars, because of their city that you're living in. So, but this could be just maybe, 112 miles an hour. It could be just around town car, huh? Just stoplight to stoplight at 112. Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, it's coming, and here's the range. A lot of you always want to know, EV, another EV. Yep. Now, there's going to be multiple graphics on the car, of course, different styles, of course, and they're going to be, they're establishing a website at this time for all of us to look at this new concept automobile that's coming. They're taking pre-orders, so it is coming, period. Now, the range is 206 miles, and that is from what they state after using some of the battery. Well, how much of some of that battery are using? I don't know, but it says after they've used a little bit of the power, it still gets 206 miles to the range. It's a 7-seat utility vehicle, a Ute. Now, it not only offers more space than a slew of Sony's top infotainment technology, of course, throughout. If you head over to my Facebook, you will see the dash. And Facebook page is my name, Mark Evans, and, of course, Auto World Radio Facebook. And again, folks, that you'll see that it's like, how in the world could you possibly drive this thing? I'm talking about from the driving behind it. There is a steering wheel, yes, but Sony's come into it. Honda, of course, is part of the battery system, as you know, the skateboard platform, and then Sony takes over the electronics and making sure that the cameras, it's all electronic side, Sony side. There's no baloney there because they know what they're doing, and that the dash is from the left shoulder to the passenger's right shoulder. There's a full TV screen clear across there, many multiple screens. And you might be saying, take a look at the photo. You might say, hey, how in the world could you even drive it? I mean, you're driving it by TV screens. So that is the future. As you know, these folks would have the Tesla, yes, the big, huge screen in the center. It's there. And that's all part of today's new technology, period. And so that's where it's at. And so Sony and Honda come together to build a EV for us. So, again, pre-orders are available. We're going to start early in 2025, and deliveries to start in the United States in early 2026. Now, you've got some time to save your money. Absolutely. Save some money, and for sure, that's another one for all of us to put on our list of if you're looking at maybe doing a EV, electric vehicle. Yeah. Well, a little trivia for us on Auto World today. In 1969, the 1969 Pontiac Grand Prix was the very first to have its radio antenna embedded in the windshield. Back in 1969. And yes, we still do have embedded antennas in our windshield. By the way, if you're driving around with a cracked windshield, your state more than likely, I think about 90% of the states now, it's illegal to drive with a cracked windshield. And I do, first off, I want to make sure that you can hear me, so don't have a cracked antenna, please. No, don't do that. Coming up here on Auto World, I'm giving you another recall, so a little tease here for you Kia owners. If you do have a Kia, listen up. We're going to give you next segment. We're going to talk a little bit about the Kia recall, something about, and this is very serious, and it's a lot of money. And also with that, if you're thinking about maybe buying a Kia, so we got a recall coming your way. Also, what happened on this week in automotive history? I got more email, and we have trivia also coming. But you're the star of the show, as always. I want to hear from you at our email address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Phone number, Axelrod Alex is sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine to take your call at 855-660-42. 6-1. I want to do a little housekeeping. Facebook message me. Absolutely, Mark Evans. I thank all of you for following. And if you want to follow me, you can on Facebook Messenger. That's Mark Evans, my name. Instagram is Auto World Media Podcast. Just Google Auto World Mark Evans. And then I am on LinkedIn, too, under my name. And our website is autoworldmedia.com. More there to come. Today on Auto World 2, we are going to help you with that coming up after this first break, too. Price. Have you purchased something that you were on your car, your Auto World, your headlights, your taillights, I know the gas prices are going crazy. We know that. They're coming down. They're calming down. But, you know, they're not going to drop down to 1970s prices or 1990s or even 2000 prices. When we come back, what is the most you've ever paid for a taillight bulb? Right here from the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. Russia has opened a criminal investigation after two gunmen shot dead 11 people at a military training ground near the Ukrainian border as fighting raged in eastern and southern Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden will take on a potential 2024 presidential rival, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis, in a November campaign event for the Democratic candidate for governor, Charlie Crist. The White House said on Sunday that Biden will travel to Fort Lauderdale, Florida on November 1st to attend a reception for Crist, a former governor and member of Congress who's trailing in the polls behind the popular Republican incumbent. Chinese President Xi Jinping called for accelerating the building of a world-class military while touting the fight against COVID-19, as he kicked off a Communist Party Congress by focusing on security and reiterating policy priorities. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get those driving gloves on. Let's get driving. 10 and 2. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans, your host of Auto World every week since 1992. Saturday and Sunday. Sometimes you even get us Monday and Tuesdays, maybe even Wednesday. I'm proud to be with you folks, and good to have you along. And with that, price. The cost that we all pay for parts for our automobile, and we really don't know until we need the part. So where do you get your parts? Do you get your parts when you need them? Do you buy them yourself? Do you install that headlight yourself? Do you install your own air filter yourself? There's a lot of parts and pieces that you can install yourself, which I know you do, and a lot of you might even YouTube it. Yes, I've had customers. I'm out of town. I was out of town. Here, busy summer here, week here, week there, etc. Always making sure that I'm back behind the silver microphone. But being gone, it's the phone rings and still wants the, you know, customers and clients want to talk to yours truly about, hey, I got this, I got that. What do I do? You're not there. And, so I help them. We do a little bit of what we call radio on cell phones, and I help with advice of where to go, when to go, how much you should look for, and all that. And so a lot of you might go ahead and YouTube it, and that's fine, but be careful on that. And so with that stated, be careful of the part prices. I know a lot of you, this is not a selfless plug of Rock Auto, but a lot of you might be going to Rock Auto and saving money there, or maybe not. Have you double-checked prices before you do go over to that site or another site? Hopefully you do. But remember one thing, is that the warranty on the... Do you really want to spend your weekend again doing the same job again? I really don't. As a repair facility. We don't really want to do that. One biggest part is that we lose customers because they don't want to come back a second time for a warranty thing. It makes them mad. I don't blame you by any means. So we need a good quality part that lasts and that they understand that we are selling a good quality part. And that's another reason why I, after 45 years, they might still be coming back because I sell quality parts. It might be a little bit more. But it lasts. There's only been a few, like tail lights. I mean, light bulbs. I put, I think, 6 or 7 light bulbs in one Chevy Traverse. I didn't do anything wrong. It's just a plug and play. But the light bulbs didn't last. So you have to say, wait a minute, there might be another problem. But with that, I want to state the times, of course, is the price. And the cost of part prices are very, very expensive today. And the cost of a taillight used to be, you know, back in the day, 89 cents, 79 cents. You put the bulb in yourself, all that. Well, today they're LED, high intensity, high definition, all those big words. And it's a module. It's a taillight module. How many of you, raise your hand, have been dealt this hand because you were pulled over for a taillight on the right or left side? Or a blinker that's not working. Oh, your blinker's not working. And or a brake light's not working. Yeah, you've been pulled over and they give you a ticket and et cetera. And you say, well, I'll get that fixed. And they let you off. Okay, fine. But then you go to the parts store and they say, I need a tail light for a da-da-da Hyundai. And they say, well, that you got to go to the dealer. And then the dealer says, VIN number, please. That's your best friend anymore. I put the VIN number on a piece of paper and put it, okay, just tape it right there to the dash. Anyway, no, put it in the glove box, and then you can always refer back to it. Just walk in, hand the VIN number to the parts people. Anyway, here just a couple weeks ago, Hyundai, I won't say the year, but I'll say the brand, a customer says to me, hey, I need a taillight on the wife got pulled over and the blinker wasn't working and the officer that was behind her didn't like that. And so she said, I had no idea that it was not working. Well, of course we don't, because how many times do you have someone, how many times do you follow your car? Hey, that's kind of tough to do, isn't it? Can you drive your car and follow your car at the same time? No. So an Auto World tip, I want all of you, before we get to the price of this taillight for this crazy automobile, throw your keys to the neighbor. Throw your keys to your significant other and say, hey, drive my car. I want to follow you in your car. I want to look at the lights, taillights, brake lights, blinkers. Also, I want to look at, are the tires wobbling? Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. Okay, why? Make sure that everything's looking good. How about the smell? Put your sniffer on. Turn the air conditioner off. Put the windows down and see if you smell a blown head gasket coming out of the back of your car. How about black smoke? Is it burning too rich? Things like that. Okay, now taillights. So, the taillight, I called the dealer and said, okay, I got to get the whole module, which is the lens on the outside that we all see, the prettiness of it. And then on the inside, it's an electronic-controlled module with the solder points, all that, and the bulbs are part of all that, little bitty bulbs that are hidden on the control module. And you pull all that out, and you got to buy the whole entire assembly. Okay, $1,195, my cost. And so that call went to the customer, and the customer says, huh? What? Who in the world would believe that? Now, maybe we need to get down to the bottom why these parts prices are costing so much. Well, when you're buying a taillight module, some of the Chevrolets, as you know, a lot of you have probably replaced those, some of the Fords, but the Chevrolet Trailblazers, you have to buy, in the Suburbans, you have to buy the whole entire module back there, too. It's not that much money, but yeah, truthfully, I've seen them go from $200 up all the way to $1,800. So just make sure that, you know, it's an easy fix. You can do it yourself, plug it in now, but who wants to go, raise your hand, right or left, doesn't matter, your arm, and then shake the hand on the end of the arm there. You know, the wrist is there. How many of you really do need to go get a loan for an $1,800 taillight? Yeah. How much did you pay for the car? So, I don't know where it's going, but it's going. And it's going north, the prices of parts. Do your due diligence. Go on the interweb, internet.com. Please do. And hopefully, again, I'm just going to throw this out there. I can help you with that. There's no cost. I welcome all of you to email me. Again, free consulting there with that. Being in the business so long time, I've done all the searches for you. I've been, truthfully, when you're building a car, you got to be detective, and you've got to hunt for the parts before you can work on it and build that automobile. So, I've got... Steel Products is one of them for your rubber weather stripping. I got some little secret hidden companies that I know about doing, being in the business so long, I can help you. All you got to do is email me. Email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com throughout your Auto World week, and I can help you. And a lot of you are doing that. Thank you. We're going to go into the email bag. Eddie, the engine emailer. Yes, he says, go for it. Next segment, he says. Okay, so we're going to do it. Right now, what happened on this in this week in automotive history? Oh, yeah, the Chevrolet Camaro first hit the market for the 1967 model year as Chevy's answer to what? The Ford Mustang. The two have remained, of course, excuse me, steadfast in the revivals ever since. Chevy Camaro, Ford Mustang, yes. It was on this day, back in 1981, that the third generation of the Camaro went into production for the 1982 sales year. The first gen only lasted between its introduction and the 1969 model year. The second gen Camaro stuck around a little longer, of course, the production beginning by 1970. This third gen, the first to feature a standard four-banger, excuse me, first four-banger, yeah, back in 1970, four-cylinder, uh-huh, representing changing tastes of the 1980s as well as any car could. Oh, yeah. It was during this production run that the Chevrolet introduced the iconic IROC Z, first appearing for 1985 with an available V8. Boy, those were fun cars. Still are. It says IROC on the bottom rocker panel. Oh, yeah. The third, you know, I got a little bit of a hubcap in my throat here. The third generation also saw the return of the convertible Camaro in 1987, which hadn't been topless since the 1969 model. These drop tops were special 20th anniversary Camaros. And that, my friends, is what happened in automotive history on this day. Come back, we're going in the email bag, and I have that recall. Kia owners, listen up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Just cruising along. That's what life's about, is cruising along, enjoying the ride and the drive. Does everybody know what time it is? It's AW time. That's right. Your official ASC certified high octane turbocharged, supercharged, chrome plated, pearl painted, tire burning, nitrous smelling radio podcast, internet, TV, talk show. Good to have you along. It's time. Let's do that. Get into that email bag. Woo! Yes! Reach deep, Mark. There it is. Got one. I crumple up about more than half of them. I'm just getting one anyway. Eddie the Engine emailer is in the house. Thanks, Eddie the Engine, for taking care of the emails. And what that means, folks, you email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and I will help you with your challenges in your auto world. Even if you just want to say hi, please do. Please do. We've got that 5354 Lincoln out there that's been smashed. We've taken the sledgehammers out. We've taken all our aggression out. When we can't get a car fixed, we go out to the Lincoln and we take the hammer and we smash the windows and all that trunk. And we did get the trunk open, didn't we, Eddie? The engine with all the gifts in the trunk, and got new steel rubber product on there so it doesn't get all the gifts leaking. The rain, the snow, and all that's coming our way. So they're dry, so you're going to get some good dry gifts when you email us. That's what it's all about. This one I can read on the air. Let's do it live. Right here, second hour. Mark, help! I have dead batteries. Own and drive a 2014 Ford F-250 diesel pickup. Purchased it new. Haven't had too many problems until now. Every morning I have to jump start it. I replaced the batteries a month ago, dropped it off at the dealer. They said I have a draw causing the batteries to be dead. They did all they could to find the short, but no luck. Mark, do you have any ideas, or do I just trade it off? Thanks, Ryan. Tuning in from Reno. Well, hi. Hey, Ryan, Reno. Good to have you folks along. Let's do a shout-out. Our great Auto World affiliate down in the Reno. Oh, yeah, there's our shout-out horn. Shout-out to KNNR AM 1400. Of course, Sparks, Carson City, Reno, Nevada, and everyone. Truckee, hi, everybody up there in Truckee area. And, again, everybody in between all cities. We only have an hour here. So, anyway, hey, welcome, all of you. It's good to have you along, and thanks, Ryan, for bringing us into Reno. I need to stop in, drive down. You're not too far from me. I got to get to the Automobile Museum again, see what they've rotated. Anyway, yeah, I love automobile museums. So this diesel, Ryan, this this is something that, truthfully, this is why I like going in and digging in each hour to email bag, because, Ryan, this is something that a lot of people probably don't know about, that and it's not only the Ford. I'm not dogging Ford by any means. Okay, so your 2014 Ford F-250, you said you had the dealer and they said it's got a draw or a short. What this means there is that you have, diesel has two batteries, absolutely, but you hook a machine, a tester up there, you folks can do it, it's real easy. Just go buy a 12-volt test light, and you disconnect the battery post, the battery cable, and then you just touch the negative side of your 12-volt test light to the cable, and leave it high in the air, do not touch the battery post again, but you do want to touch the test light needle to the positive post. And if the light comes on, it's got a draw. That means there's something on in the system drawing the battery down because the light's on, causing it to drain the batteries like Ryan here has, and has two dead batteries. He's got jump started. So what's going on, Ryan, is that, now remember, this is over the Silver Air microphone on Auto World. I'm getting into my foul bank, into my head right now, diagnosing and thinking about things that has happened in my past in this same situation with my clients. Now, this means that I'm going to give you the worst case scenario that it could be. That's a common worst case scenario with the Ford trucks. 2014. Now, there's a lot of years out there, you do know this. And so 2012 all the way up to about 2018 is when they had this problem. And this problem is the instrument cluster. The dash, yes, the dash, Ryan, the instrument cluster. Folks, everybody's looking at their dash at all times. Your temperature gauge, your idiot lights, your speedometer, your tachometer. All of that stuff in front of you, that's the instrument panel for your spaceship called your car or truck. Now, Ryan, on your diesel, that instrument cluster has to go to sleep. And that means that when you start it up and turn the key off, pull the key out and put it in your pocket and you walk away from that truck, that instrument cluster in that Ford diesel pickup has to go to sleep. It's designed to shut off, and that's when I say sleep mode. And if it does not go into sleep mode, it now has the instrument cluster, and as you know, your Ford has that little square TV screen in the center between the tach and the speedometer, and oh, they're proud. It lights up Ford. And it has other things on there, too. It's all electronically controlled with power from the batteries. So, if it doesn't go in, it does not go into that sleep mode, Ryan, which that's what's more than likely what's going on here. It's on, even though the key's in your pocket and you walk away. And so you don't see it on. So that's what I'm pointing out here, is that you do not see the lights and all the really cool colors they have in the instrument panel. It's dead. It's dark, but it's still on. It's not in sleep mode. So it's drawing power out of those two batteries, and that's why you're dead. That's my ASC Silver Microphone Auto World educated guess at this point without putting gauges and meters on it. So what I want you to do is I want you to go back to the dealer. Please mention it, that you heard it right here. Mark Evans, Auto World, please do. They can call me. Email me. Let's get in touch with email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and I'll visit with them on the phone. Maybe, two heads are better than one. I mean, truthfully, we can all get together as a team and fix this bad boy. By the way, you'll find out when you do, and you can do this little tip too, Ryan, at your Reno Ford dealership. Get the VIN number and say, hey, you guys got an instrument cluster for my da-da-da-da-da, your VIN number, my year, make, and model, my Ford. And they're going to say, oh, yeah. We don't have them in stock. They won't, Ryan, but they can sure order them. And they'll find out that there's 8 of them, 10 of them, 12 of them over in that other town. By the way, Boise doesn't have any. I do know that. They have to order them from Portland to get them here to Boise. And your part might be coming from Portland, too. But the whole thing is that you more than likely have an instrument cluster that's not going into sleep mode. And that's why you have the draw. Is it worth fixing? I'll answer that because you're asking. Absolutely. Again, through email. Thank you, Ryan. Live email. Is it worth fixing? A 2014 Ford F-250 diesel is a very expensive truck. So it is worth fixing. Instrument clusters, you're asking how much is it going to run. Instrument clusters have a core on it, so you have to turn the old part back in. They charge you, I think, $300 to $400, and then the instrument cluster itself, so you're over $1,000. So, you know, and then plus labor, just adding $1,000 on there. Good rule of thumb, everyone, is that your part price is this price, and then your labor is going to match it. Match it, period. Sometimes the labor is even more, but just give you an estimate. You know, if it's $1,000 like Ryan, they're going to put in their $1,000 on labor on there. So is your truck worth $25,000, $3,000, Ryan? I'm shaking my head. Yes, it is. So it's well worth fixing. So you didn't tell me how many miles you got on it, but anyway, I hope that helps. And please do send me an email address. I'm looking at your email now. Just send me an email address back. I got a little gift for you. Absolutely. Okay, and we'll get you send some. I do have an F-250 gift for you that is really cool. It's a desk plate deal that I'll send to you too with the gifts from our sponsors with the detail package. So there it is right there. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Looks like we're running out of time. The garage door is starting to come down. But I wanted to get to this Kia recall, folks. Kia recall. The Sorento SUV and the K5 sedan to replace dual clutch transmission. Dual clutch transmission. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this on the third hour, but it's a very serious thing. I'm going to go a little deeper into it. I'm going to let you know the years, the makes and the models. Two of the models is the Sorento SUV and the K5 sedan. So please do get on the phone if you have one, if your friend has one, your neighbor has one. If you can't get to the third hour because an Auto World affiliate is only taking the second hour in your area, you can always go to GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com, and we'll see you over there on the third hour. Look forward to it. We're going to talk a little about memory. And I've got another recall for you over there, too. Paintballs, they're coming. Drive safe, everyone, and motor on.
Now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.